You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scherr. It's the middle of winter. You're craving something fresh for dinner, but there's not a lot out there. Well, I up for some lentil salad. Marcy Silman paid a visit to chef and food writer Sarah Dickerman's house last week. Sarah says the first thing you have to do when you want to make a lentil salad is choose the right lentil. Who knew there were so many types?
Here we have red lentils. Red lentils and yellow lentils tend to fall apart. They just kind of make a delicious soup. It's not always so photogenic, but it's incredibly delicious, and it really is one of the basic components of a lot of Indian diets.
The second type of lentil are tiny and dark, and I have heard them called beluga lentils after the caviar.
And they really do hold together when they're cooked. They're better for salads and things like that. I think they give a beautiful counterpoint visually to a lot of foods. If you serve a piece of, you know, orangey pink salmon on that black, quite dark black lentil, it really looks very pretty, and I love that about it. It also doesn't have as much of an earthy quality as some other lentils.
And in the middle, this is just like the three bears, right?
Yes.
The mama bear, the papa bear, and the just right lentil, at least today's lentil is?
Is the green French style lentil, sometimes called le puy, I guess. It is a flat lentil. It has a little of that earthiness, but it also has almost a little peppery quality. It too holds together very well when you cook it. In fact, I'd say it's probably the firmest of the three we're looking at.
We have to cook these things before we assemble
right.
them. So where do I start?
Well, I always like to have some lentils cooked up almost every week, maybe every other week. I just cook up a batch, and I don't even know sometimes where I'm going with it. And what you do is you cook it in water, you just boil it, and I always add some aromatic elements to that water. I add a little bit of olive oil just to keep things lubricated, some salt, and then I chop off the top of a whole head of garlic and just throw the bottom part of the garlic in there.
A whole head.
Yeah, but it's you know, boiled garlic is a much milder, has a much milder quality than sautéed garlic or another kind of garlic. And then I usually throw in a small onion or a couple shallots. Again, I just take off the peel. I'm very rustic with the way I do this. I throw in whatever herbs I have around. Usually I have thyme in my backyard, and I almost always have parsley around, so I'll throw a couple sprigs of that in, a couple of chilies, whole chilies, dried. I encourage you to play around with that because all of those things add flavor as it's cooking, and it's a nice way to use those odds and ends that you have left over in your fridge.
Do you cover the pot while they're simmering?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's walk over and look at this. Sure. This is a pan of cooked pot, I should say,
of
cooked lentils, and I can see a leek, I think.
Yes, actually, let's pull out, before you serve the salad, obviously, you pull all these aromatic elements out, so I can do that.
Okay. How do you do? Are you just doing it? There's no special handy tool for that.
Fingers, tongs, spoon. Let's see what else we have in here. One more shallot, and I think there's one more chili that I'd like to get out just so no one's surprised. And then we can proceed on to fully draining these and making our salad. So now we've got our drained lentils.
Okay.
And, this salad is inspired by my friend Josh, who makes a wonderful lentil salad that I think he has from an ancient gourmet magazine, and it's filled with little pickly things, and I'm really fond of little pickly things.
Okay, little pickly things. Do you want to be more specific about what are pickled?
Yes, so cornichons, which are the tiny French pickles, capers, yummy, which are chopped up, and then I guess scallions are not pickly, but they're green.
Do you think of capers as a pickly thing?
They can be a little pickle tasting, yeah. And then we also have, we'll add a whole bunch of herbs and a good sluice of Dijon mustard in the dressing. I thought instead of just doing the lentils, I'd add a little grated celery root to the salad just to add a little crunch and a little bit of a different texture to break up the lentils. Okay. All right, so here we go. Here's the white wine vinegar. So that is basically the dressing. I kept it simple. There we go. Those are the lentils in the bowl. This salad tastes great marinated, and then we'll add in those last ingredients. Okay. I'm a big fan of grating recently. It's so easy to wash a box grater. And it you know, it's a great way to quickly get carrots together for the basis of a pasta sauce or a soup or something. It's just a handy thing to have around if you're trying to eat more vegetables. So we'll throw that in there. So there you go. So now the one other pretty element we'll add is some herbs, and I'll use some parsley, and then we'll also add in some tarragon. Again, if you only have parsley, that's just fine. Tarragon gives a slightly anisey flavor that I just adore, and it's just so good.
Okay. Just to remind you, we have the recipe at our website, kuow.org, search for Sarah Dickerman. And you will also find the incredibly beautiful video of Sarah making this.
Okay, so now, of course, I told you have to taste. And so let me taste before
we
serve it.
Every good chef does that.
You know, you could add more Dijon. You could add more salt. You could add, I put pepper in. Mm-hmm. You could add a little olive oil. If it felt a little dry, just add a little olive oil. And add a little lemon juice if it needs a little brightness.
The recipe for chef and food writer Sarah Dickerman's lentil salad is at our website, kuow.org. Sarah spoke to Marcy Silman. This is The Record.